Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Right, we are going to do something we rarely do at the start of these videos. I am going to plug some other promotional things. Because sometimes I get people going to me saying, Simon, I can't find ups and downs of this. I can't find ups and downs of that. On Saturday, SmackDown Ups and Downs goes live. And as you now know, after that, Rampage Ups and Downs goes live. If you want to be the best Ups and Downs fan ever, you can watch them all. And I know when you do, every time you click, makes me feel warm and fuzzy in my downtown. But now that is out the way, let us go on to more pressing matters, which is taking this, the finger of power, and giving the good bits an up and the bad bits a down for the latest episode of All Elite Wrestling's Rampage. And you already know if you think it's good or bad, and now you want to know if I think it's good or bad. So it's good that we're all here. I'm not sure that would fit in an instruction manual. Let's up those downs. Match on Dynamite was the Death Triangle taking on Mark Quinn, the Butcher and the Blade. Now recently Tony Khan came out and said, actually, I got Trios Championships made a long time ago, and is this just not the best example of why we need those championships soon? All of these six-mans are absolutely nuts. It's also been a great time for the Butcher and the Blade recently, because not only have they posted record profits recently, maybe, I don't know how their shop is doing, but Chris Jericho also said, you know what, I'm going to make them my sports entertainers of the week. That really made me laugh. I mean, one of them is called The Butcher. There's every chance they knew about this beforehand, though, and it was too much for them, because in the early going, Pac-Man, I don't mean Pac-Man, like the that guy, I mean Pac dot 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 man, he is such a good wrestler, it doesn't make any sense. Like, he never makes a mistake. He just go, and he never flubs up. It was only a match when Rey Fénix got in there, and he's also not of this planet, because he hit the greatest arm drag you've ever seen, and it's just an arm drag. Although then it went really bad, because he was going something else that was nuts, and the Butcher opened the ropes, and Fénix just went flying through and hit the floor. I did this for about an hour. Just shook my head. I was like, that man is dead. This put the bad guys ahead, as obviously it would done, and this thing just went bonkers. Mark Quinn was hitting a 450 splash, which Pac broke up at the last second, but this annoyed the Private Party member, so then he did a moonsault to the outside, taking out everybody. And think about a moonsault to the outside. You're stood there and you're jumping backwards, and if nobody catches you, well, your head ain't gonna be happy. Fénix then took the most brutal lariat you've ever seen from the Butcher, but you can't keep this man down. Just did all this offense and this one Hurricane Rana, which I deliberately watched three times. I don't get how he makes moves look better than the other moves that I've already seen, but he somehow does. We then saw Kyle O'Reilly watching on, because of course he's going to be taking on Fénix in the Owen Hart Cup, so we were doing loads of stuff here. And this is when Penta felt left out. He got the tag, he went taunt, and then he went to hit a bunch of moves. Honestly, these people are just better at life than I am. They know what they're doing. The tag Claxton Hart then went off, and there were so many moves, nobody in their right mind would be able to recap it for you, unless they were happy to stand here for like 10 years. I don't think YouTube will allow it. So Pac eventually hit the Black Arrow. He got the 1-2-3. Make sure you watch this. It will light up your existence, and I'm giving it up. There was always going to be something happening afterwards, and it was House of Black deciding they'd play a little bit of peekaboo. Because the lights went out, when they came back on, the House of Black were here, and then the lights went off and they had vanished again. And I presume they think this is mind games. As you know though, I love this spot, I love this gimmick, and I would love it even if AEW literally did it for 2 hours straight. And also, it means sooner rather than later, we are going to get this match, and I've thought about it, we are not ready. We then had one of those weird Rampage matches that comes out of nowhere, because it was Shawn Spears taking on Bear Boulder. Huh. Now this was done, of course, because we need Spears to get a big win against a massive opponent, because he's going to be taking on Wardlow in a cage soon. That's basically what happened here. Bear was a little bit strong to begin with, but Shawnee then went, all right, well, I'm going to hit you with the C4, and he beat him. And to be honest, doing that finishing move on somebody this size was quite impressive. Given this only went about 2 minutes, though, maybe Bear Boulder needs to become Dolphin Boulder or try a different animal. I don't even know what that means. And obviously, afterwards, Shawn Spears beat the living crap out of him with a chair. I thought, where's his tag team partner? Why is his tag team partner not coming to save him? So I'm going to make up a story that they have fallen out, but this did exactly what it needed to do, giving it up. Mark Sterling was then in the back freaking out because he has discovered that, yes, Tony Khan has booked Sterling and Tony Nese taking on Hookhausen. And I just want to give a round of applause to Mark Sterling here. He sold this like he was about to fight an alligator. It was great. Nese also told him not to worry about this, and as the match is going down in Vegas, we should all put 10 grand on them winning, because that's how confident he is. And this whole thing has come out of nowhere, but flub me, do I like it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ruby Soho versus Riho was next in the Owen Hart Cup. And I'm going to be a massive super geek here. So let's, you know, get in the super geek pose. I wanted the other person to win. Now, this was mostly sparked forward because when Soho was making her way to the ring, Riho put her fingers in her ears because she didn't want to hear her music, and that made me laugh. And when the bell went ding, 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 these two went crazy because they were reversing Northern Light suplexes into power bombs and the power bombs into double foot stomps. And that doesn't make any sense. That's like 2 + 2 = potato. Also went really bad for Roby because at one point she was going for one of these and she tweaked her knee, and Riho saw that a mile away and she instantly applied a leg lock. She thought the answers was in that knee. It failed, so she did some more suplexes, and then we just got all these good-looking moves, when once again, they were tussling on the top. Now, I don't want to be that guy, but somebody may have called this a few weeks ago and said, I can see what wrestling is doing here. The answer was me. Do you care? No. Riho just shoved Ruby off there, though, and then hit this crossbody. Although Ruby Soho rolled through that, and she went for a near fall. But then Riho was back to her feet, and she hit a crucifix bomb. But she could not keep this person down. And I think this is when she got a little bit annoyed, and she got a little bit pissed, because it all went bad. Because Soho recovered to hit a backdrop driver, she smacked Riho right in the face and finished off with a blade runner. So I guess the idea here is that Riho lost her cool, and that indeed did cost her. Is she kind of a heel now? I mean, no, she's not at all. She was wearing black on Dynamite, but this is me pulling at straws. Decent match, up. The Acclaimed and the Gun Club were then the biggest idiots on the planet. And I will tell you this, more and more wrestlers have started to do it, and it is inflaming my love for goofy wrestling so much, I'm going to stand here like this and just hope that all sports, entertainment, and professional wrestling
but guns it.
Because Billy Gunn was letting them know that now that they are a faction, he believes they can be the biggest group ever, but they need two things. They need hand gestures and they need catchphrases. This is when Colton Gunn was like, well, I've got two great ideas. Why don't we say suck it and also take our hands and do this? And Bill was like, nah, that ain't never gonna work. It's never gonna get over inside of baseball. Max Caster had much better ideas though, because they could take their fingers and scissor and they can also say things like, yo, listen. And Daddy Gunn was so excited about this and thought it was so great. And by the time he told them, oh, I've got you a match on Elevation on Monday, and Matt Caster spit his water out because he was so excited, I was like, that's it, I'm done. This is now one of my favorite groups in the world. And all it took was a 2-minute segment when they were absolute morons. So I'm giving it an up. And if they ever see this, I want them to know I love you. And this is when things did get a little bit weird, so I'm just gonna recount it for you. The baddies came out to discover that Shida is no longer in the Owen Hart tournament. So said, well, we've got Red Velvet here. She's meant to be facing Shida, so I guess she just goes through to the next round. Tony Schiavone, who was in there with them, said, actually, no, that's not what's going to happen. Chris Statlander is taking her place, and Chris came out and said, hey, I'm here, everybody. And everybody started to melt down, especially on the internet, because Shida tweeted out, well, I don't really know what's going on, because I'm not injured, and I'm resting right now in Japan. And look, this is probably all just one big work. I have no idea what the deal is. I don't want to start doing rumors. I don't want to start doing murmurs. Jade Cargill was also very funny here because Mark Sterling was behind her and he was in all his, like, you know, injury gear. She's like, what the hell happened to you? So I did think this was entertaining, but again, I don't know the full deal, so I've told you, and now we're gonna move on. And then, my friends, my word, we got to the main event and sports entertainment was here. Jericho probably losing his mind. Because it was Frankie Kazarian versus Scorpio Sky for the TNT title, and whatever AEW did want to do before they did the other thing, I now think they've gone back to doing just that. Because Guy told Dan Lambert and Ethan Page during the opening promo, look, you guys have to stay in the back. I need to do this by myself. And we saw Ty Conte and Sammy Guevara in the audience watching on like, haha, we're better than you. We then got to the wrestling and it was great. Not just because these two guys are superb at professional wrestling, but also because we have a bunch of story here. I mean, Scorpio Sky and Frankie Kazarian were in SCU for ages. And not only were they playing off that in the ring, but the commentators kept reminding us it was all the little bit of reeling you needed. It was also this amazing counter where Kazarian went for a springboard, but Scorpio Sky caught him. He was going to go for the TKO, but then Kaz reversed that, and then he was going for the chicken win, and Scorp stopped that by giving him a chin breaker. I was like, flipping hell, that was like Jenga. As it turned out, Frankie was absolutely obsessed with this because he kept going for the chicken wing, and he got one in that lasted so long, Scorp was about to pass out. But this is when Dan Lambert run down, obviously that asshole. He distracted the referee. Ethan Page was just then here. He had the TNT title. He hit Frankie Kazarian. Scorpio Sky and Frankie fell onto each other, so it looked like Scorpio Sky had no idea what was going to go on. And the referee went one, and the referee went two. And as a nice little twist, Frankie kicked out at like 2.999. It was just a massive red herring, though, because Sky just got up, whoop, hit him with a TKO, and beat him for the 1-2-3. And this is when Dan Lambert and Ethan Page got in there, and Scorpio Sky took his wagging finger, and he was like, how dare you do that? I told you to stay away. You've ruined it. You've ruined it all along. Kazarian was also up pretending this, going, yeah, man, I didn't enjoy that at all. Why are people screwing me? And just when it looked like Sky was going to attack Ethan Page, he turned around, he smacked Frankie Kazarian right in the head with a belt. So his 2-week babyface run is over, and he back to being a heel. Guevara and Conti then came out and chased them all away. So I was left going, right, that match was excellent. But who is the good guy and who is the bad guy here? Because as far as I'm concerned, we have 5 people and they're all meant to be the villains. So I have no idea what to tell you, but I will say it's not boring. It is bonkers. And I have absolutely no idea what we're going to do. Like, if we try and make Ty Conte and Sammy Guevara babyfaces again, I don't think that is going to work. But do I look forward to seeing it play out? The answer is yes. That's all you've got to do. I'm giving it an up. Which also goes for the entirety of Rampage again today. It's getting an up. As I always say, AEW has this formula down now. And honestly, it's becoming the goofy wrestling show. Like, Rampage is the goofy wrestling show. And that means it may never get a down again for me. Up.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.